Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mendoza in trouble. It's out. Touchdown. Wow. Oh, Ron Cooper. Unbelievable.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe, the voice there. A little choppy of Gus Johnson on Saturday. Indiana over Penn State in the finish of the college football season. That was one of the greatest catches I have ever seen. To get that guy to get the catch and to get the foot down. I mean, I don't even know what Gus Johnson was saying there, but I think he was most of us watching that. Did you see that catch on Saturday here?
I did not.
Oh, you got to check this catch out.
I know the Hoosiers, though. The Hoosiers have had a heck of a season.
Oh, they're undefeated. Yeah, I mean, they're a playoff team. They've been unbelievable. And Mendoza's probably going to win the Heisman Trophy. That was an incredible moment to start the football weekend off up at Happy Valley on Saturday. Let's go through some what happened in the NFL yesterday, and then back to all your phone calls here on the Eagles and the Packers. Let's start with a potentially big development in the NFL this year, certainly for the game we have coming up this Sunday night. Dan Campbell yesterday for the Lions took over play calling. But Johnny Morton is the coordinator. And I'd say they've been kind of up and down. Some downs, some really good games, but not super consistent this year, the Lions, like they were last year. So Dan Campbell took play calling over. They dropped 540 yards on the Commanders yesterday. Here is Campbell after the game on now being the play caller.
Yeah, it was just, let's try something a little different, right? You know, look, I know what I want to do. I know how I want to do it. Now, that being said, this is a collaborative effort now. I mean, I was taking input from John Morton that whole time and the other coaches. So, hey, man, what do you think here? Third down. All right, we get into this. Third and seven plus. Blah, 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 blah. All right, where are we at? Give me this. So, this is all-encompassing. You know, man, we all work together. Coaches did a hell of a job.
What'd you make of that? I think it's a huge development in the season for a couple of reasons. One, if he's good at it, it makes the Lions just
more, a little bit more unpredictable.
Well, yeah, and also they don't have to go on the coordinator, up and down like we are, right? Because their coach will go back to calling the play. Second, we play them on Sunday, so to me, what's now up in
it
the
adds
air,
a wrinkle.
It's a wrinkle, and like their tendencies, right? Vic Fangio is a big on tendencies. What are their tendencies? Because they suddenly have a new play caller after half the season with somebody else.
Yeah, and also I think they're one of the few teams that have scored like four touchdowns in like five games or something like that.
But they had been down for a few weeks, which is why I think he took it over.
Yeah. But again, one of the few teams in the NFL that have scored four touchdowns in five games. It's like they've been pretty consistent with doing that, like scoring, and they went back to that. So the thing that jumps out to me is a lot of times, you know, when you talk about tendencies, it's like what you like to do on certain down and distances.
Right.
You know, certain bread and butter plays and things of that nature. I think what wrinkles come when you have a new coordinator is like there's a menu of plays that you like to run in these specific situations. He's probably switching that up a little bit, probably changing the formations that they're in when they do that. Same bread and butter plays, but the looks are different. That's the biggest thing, because in certain, like a lot of times when you scout teams, you look for certain looks. Like as a defensive lineman, the biggest one we look for is pass or run. And we would look for the way that the lineman was sitting.
Yep.
Because it's different setting. For different plays, they like to set differently. So that's the tendencies that you look for. Linebackers, it's more for by formation. And you look at all of that. You look at the way the line is sitting. You look at the formation. Because the formation is going to tell you, that's going to single it down to how many plays they like to run out of that formation. Then you start looking at the way the linemen are lined up, whether it's a run play or a pass play. And then there's other nuances that you look at, the quarterback's cadence and things of that nature, to try to give you a beat on what they're trying to do. So now that you got Coach Campbell out there doing that, that kind of changes a lot. And now you have to go back and you have to look for plays and you have to look for tendencies where there's a game where maybe he potentially was calling the plays.
Well, I don't think he had.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's where the wrinkle comes in.
Yeah.
Because he's new to it, so now it might be some things in there where you'll play the basic tendencies, but he might do something a little different.
Yeah, I think it's a challenge considering we play them this week, right? Yeah. That we only have one game of sample with him calling the plays. They looked electric yesterday in a bounce-back effort. Another team that looks electric right now we got to deal with at some point again probably is the Los Angeles Rams. They won yesterday 42-26 over the 49ers. They're 7-2. Let's hear Tom Brady late in that game talking about how good this Rams team is.
We've seen a lot of these great teams in the NFC. Eagles play the Packers tomorrow night. That's a really good game. You know, we're still learning who's the best team, but I'd have to think the Rams are certainly near the top of that list.
If you're looking at offense, defense, there's not a better team in the league. The issue has been their kicking game, and they've got to resolve some of those issues between long snapper and kicker, but their defense is tremendous with that front, and this offense, the way they perform today. Not many teams can slow this offense down.
Well, I mean, almost nobody has. They won, Hugh, they put up 42 points yesterday. Matthew Stafford since week four. You ready for these numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Three touchdowns, no picks. One touchdown, no picks. Five touchdowns, no picks. Four touchdowns, no picks. Four touchdowns, no picks. Since week four, Matthew Stafford, 20 touchdowns, passing, zero interceptions.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Mm. And that's one of the teams that I remember early on in the year. When we beat them, those guys were talking about, yeah, we'll get a chance to see you again. Looks like that's probably going to happen.
It does feel like all roads
yeah.
lead to the Rams again.
It looked like that's probably going to happen.
Yeah, they dominated yesterday and won that game easily. A team not dominating in a game that few probably actually laid eyes on, the Jets and the Browns. Browns lose to Hughes Jets yesterday. And the morning show in Cleveland, our sister station, 92.3, they're having a tough time watching Dylan Gabriel play quarterback these days.
It's a hurried throw. It makes it even worse. And he throws it about 10 feet over his head. And they show Malachi Corley. He's beside himself. I'm hearing Nathan. And the camera cuts back to Dylan Gabriel. And he does this thing where he like touches himself on the chest like, that's my fault. And I lost my mind. I absolutely went bonkers in the basement. Just so I'm like, who else's fault is it? Who else's fault? Wait a minute. Is it your fault or is it the guys that drafted you?
That's exactly where I was going to go.
The supercomputer, the guy that can't throw it really well, isn't accurate, obviously doesn't see how to run the offense, but you drafted him? That's the supercomputer? The supercomputer's a Tandy. I mean, I lost my effing mind when I saw that pass go over his head. And then it got even worse because afterwards, wasn't it where he double-clutched it and threw it into the ground?
Yep.
That was
right
an exceptional pass. And then everybody had their screenshots of all these open wide receivers. I mean, old Browns quarterback wide receivers of the past were coming out to be open, and he still didn't see it. Just eyes down, pulls the ball down, and tries to run for his life when there's no need to run for your life. But we're told that this is a supercomputer. This is a sad, sad facsimile of what quarterback play should be. I am sick and tired of it. For his own good, for my health, for your sake, for your emotions, because you watch the game completely different from me. This has to end. This has to end.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I guess my question would be, so what's the solution? Shador?
Well, is that really a solution?
Well, I mean,
it might be the next one.
They don't like Shador either. Like, are those the same guys that the one guy's hating on Shador all the time?
No, I don't think
that's not the same guy, but yeah. Yeah.
I think the reality is they don't have anything. I mean, that's
no.
The
I mean, well, if they do go to Shador, that's what, quarterback number 4 or 5.
And they traded away the quarterback. Uh-huh. Cleveland.
What do they call there? The factory of sadness. That's the Browns.
Factory of sadness.
It is.
When you talk about, like, it was one year where they talked about how many quarterbacks they had. It's like 15 or something like that. They're probably pushing like 25 to 30 now, aren't they?
They lost the Jets. I think Justin Fields had like 60 passing yards just, and they lost the game. Fields is terrible, and they lost to him.
Yeah, that's crazy. They're
Cleveland
has not been able to find a signal caller. They had one. They traded him away to Tampa Bay. Well, they got rid of him. He's
Baker,
in Tampa Bay
yeah.
right now because they tried to go get Big Creepy. Well, yeah. They got Big Creepy.
Mm.
And, you know, he was the guy. Look like he's living his best life, though. Got married, you know.
He's living his best life.
Well, he got married.
He's a joke.
He got married. And I guess at some point they're going to try to, you know, I think he's still dealing with his injury, right? So they're going to probably try to roll him back out there.
Oh, I'm sure that'll go over well.
Oh, yeah, it will. I mean, but he looked like he's easing into marriage life pretty good, you know?
Well, I mean, anything had to be an upgrade over what the life before this was.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
The hell are you talking about?
I mean, there's a lot going on in my head that I don't want to share.
I know.
Right
what are you talking about?
It's like, yeah.
I don't know if this will help or not, but an old friend of ours last night had a missed extra point or a field goal, whatever it was, in the late game. But it led to this call by Mike Tirico, which I liked a lot.
55, ticker.
Ticker.
You can't never call me childish again.
What's the matter?
Because Chris Collinsworth about damn near 80.
You wouldn't have giggled at Dicker Doinker?
You would.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying,
it was a dicker doinker.
And you know, Mike Tirico teeing it up the way that he did. Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
It was NFL After Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's exactly
that's
what it was.
It is, NFL After Dark.
It was late. You could say dicker doinker on NBC. Late at night. Now, this one wasn't late at night. This was not After Dark. This was bright in the middle of the day. Listen to Tony Romo talking about the Pats.
Fundamentally sound. This team is DTF, Jim. The Patriots details, toughness, and they finish. That's my moniker.
That sounds very close to what Vrabel tells him, too.
He says that, too.
Yeah. I think the team might be technique for him, but it's all good.
You know what it was? Mm. Tony Romo set in his when he was putting his makeup on and you know, getting his Botox in. And
that worked on him.
He said, you know what? DTF, I'm going to cook with that one tonight. Ooh, I'm going to kill him. With that one.
Here's the question.
He workshopped that one.
Do you think Jim Nantz had any idea what another meaning for those three letters could be?
Yes, he did.
You think Jim Nantz did?
Yes, he did.
I don't think Jim Nantz did.
I think he did.
They don't say those letters at the Masters, I don't think are being
No,
he, said
I think he did.
Yet.
I think Jim Nantz is not, you know, he's not as naive as you think he is.
I'm not sure. Have you heard Jim
Tony,
Nantz?
Like, listen.
Jim Nantz is pretty milquetoast.
Tony Romo knew what he was doing. Because he let it marinate for a minute.
Well, can we hear it again? Because he said Jim after. Like, I think it was like an acknowledgement. Like, you know what I'm saying here, Jim? Let's hear it.
Fundamentally sound. This team is DTF, Jim.
DTF, Jim. And Jim's looking like, what the deuce?
No, I don't think Jim had any idea what's going on.
I think he knew.
It's also come to my attention we had some WIP After Dark.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
When was
this?
Oh,
my God. This thing's massive.
It is probably 5 inches, maybe 6.
What are we doing?
Guilty!
Come on, John. Let's get it together.
Oh, my God.
This thing's massive. It is probably 5 inches, maybe 6.
We lost you.
I'm sorry, man.
Was that just tonight?
Last night, this morning?
Yep, brand new. Whew.
Nah, I just had a flashback. It was funny.
Oh God, what?
Remember, I kept telling y'all about the movie 28 Years Later?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix now. Y'all need to go watch it.
I'm not sure I want to after what you just said there.
Because I'm telling you, if anybody is watching, it's like, good God. And when John said that, I was thinking.
I remember what you said. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This thing's massive. That's it is probably 5 inches, maybe 6.
Because it's like, dog, it's like that is inhuman. That's virtually
I was not ready for that to be the trifecta of audio after Dicker Doinker and Tony Romo.
It's 28 years later, man. Yeah. I was like, good gosh.
Oh, my God.
This thing's massive. It is probably 5 inches, maybe 6.
Yeah, I think that's the name of the movie, 28 years later.
That one might be an all-timer. We might get a lot of use out of that one. Let's go back to the phone lines here before we get in trouble. 215-592-9494. Frank in Wilmington. What's up, Frank?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, Frank, what's up?
Kyle had to talk me off the ledge earlier because I tuned in and you guys were talking about the refs and I thought you were making like early excuses like, no, it's just a bit.
So no, like, we're saved. The refs are going to save us tonight. They're on our side.
No, that's fine. I didn't know. I was like already mad. I'm like, not excuses already.
He was about to take a bite.
Be mad tomorrow. Not yet. Not today.
No, I'm not going to be mad tomorrow because we're going to win tonight.
Okay, good.
I want to say 27-17. I'm going to call that score early. I got a lot of faith in our team. Like, our running game has kind of made a turn. Like, the last game we played, we gave Tank some good runs, so I feel like we're going to give Bart some Saquon some time off. But in regards to the tush push, I don't think we should run it 4 times, but I don't think we should run it, like, a little amount of time. I just think that anytime we get short yardage, we should run a tush push. Like, if it's 1st and 10,
that's
then like 2nd and 8.
Yeah,
every
needed.
Single time. I mean, regardless of down, if it's a shorter than 3 yards thing, just tush push. Goal line, tush push. Doesn't even matter. That's how I feel we should do it. Like, if whenever we get the chance, because y'all want to ban it so bad. So, like, here's your nightmare. Worry about it for the next year anyway. Like, that's how I look at
and
it.
And the
like,
best part, Frank, is to do it in their building, in front of all their fans. Like, in front of everyone in Lambeau, just to tush push them out of the building.
I want a tush push for a first down with a run. I want a tush push with Saquon. I want a tush push pass fake. I want it all. I need all the variations of the tush push tonight. I want to see it all because y'all worried about this thing for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of trying to figure out how to stop it, you just whine and complain. I need every single variation of the touch. Put Tanner McKee out there and run a touch push.
There we go. Care. Oh, that would really add insult. What do you think about that, Hugh? Tanner McKee touch push.
To do what with it?
Touch push.
You mean, no.
Why not?
He can run a fake for all I care. Just...
You said he's the future.
No, he is the future, but we're trying to win.
He's not the future.
He's trying to protect the future.
I believe we should be able to have this game in hand at a good enough point into the fourth quarter. If everything falls how it should, we should be able to put in Tanner McKee and do like one touch push formation. That's what I want for tonight. I do like the choreographed Selly idea. I do think that should be a defensive thing, though. I don't think the offense should do a choreographed celebration for a play they already run.
It is, Frank, usually more of a defensive thing. It seems like those guys kind of plan it out if they get a pick six or whatever, and they kind of have something revved up.
I kind of hoping that Zaire Alexander gets a good defensive play, and he leads the charge for the push Selly. That will be a nice full circle thing right there.
Frank, it would be awesome. And Frank, we appreciate it. But unfortunately, they're leaving him home. He wasn't on
the... He didn't get to go.
By the way, you see our plane, our plane there was delayed. Eagles, whatever their time they were supposed to arrive yesterday, they were delayed.
Well, it was a lot of planes have been delayed this weekend. I've had some family members that were trying to come in.
Yeah.
And a lot of flights, like the flight he was telling me that he was on the airport. It was on a tarmac for like 5 hours.
I heard a caller on the morning show today talk about how he might have to watch the game in an airport bar because I guess just the expectation is the flights are going to be delayed.
Man, flights are crazy. So that's one of the reasons why I don't fly. But yeah, the flights have been crazy the last couple of weeks. Hard to get flights, man. Hard to get flights out of town.
You trying to get out of here?
Get flights in? No, I'm driving.
The new John Madden.
I'll drive 12. Like 12 hours is nothing for me.
That's a lot of driving.
No. Leave at night and just drive through the night.
Like when you get sleepy?
Mm-mm. I'm all hyped up on Mountain Dew, Chip. That's from Talladega Nights. I'm all hyped up on Mountain Dew.
I wasn't ready for like a Talladega Nights
Chip.
Drop
Coming
there.
At you like a spider monkey.
Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI. DentalCenter.com. All right, have you gotten more confident or more nervous as we get closer to Monday Night Football? Hugh, what do you think people coming down on this? Confident or nervous?
They nervous. They feels a little bit.
You guessed the poll wrong. You were on the right side of it. You guessed it wrong. 71% gaining confidence.
Is that right?
Haven't you heard all our callers today?
Oh, yeah. I thought a couple of them were a little nervous.
That's kind of interesting, though, because early, like when I first put it up and a little bit after, it was like 90%.
So it's come up more towards
it's
nervousness.
It's probably because they were looking at Hugh.
I know.
To like help them remain confident, and he didn't do a good job.
It's my fault. I've been saying for weeks I wasn't afraid of Green Bay.
Yeah, but now today you're quivering.
You're like, I don't know. I can't tell how it's going to go.
I never said they were going to lose. I just said I don't know how it's going to go.
But it's not always about what you say. We can tell the tone. We can see you shaking, feel you shaking.
You can feel me shaking.
Well, the people on YouTube could see it in your eyes.
Nah. I'm looking at them.
Yeah, I know you're looking at them.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, but I haven't sensed that you feel this is a blowout.
No, I don't think it's... Oh, I definitely don't think it's a blowout.
Well, then you're not that confident.
Well, I mean, no, I'm confident that they win, but it's late in the season. It's going to be cold. They're going to win, but not going to be no blowout.
Wasn't the cold... The cold is advantage Packers, you would think.
Well, I would think that... The game is gonna change a little bit. Like I told you, the ball is gonna be a little bit harder. There are some intangibles that could come into play, but I think the Eagles, overcome all of that.
Mm. Yeah. I have some nerves about the game tonight, but here's what I hope. I hope it's close late because I trust Hurts more than I trust Jordan Love late in a close game. Tyler in Delaware is pumped up. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, sounds like you're dropping
you
the deuce.
Sure,
that
Tyler.
Was, that
yeah.
was a toilet
yeah,
flush.
Yeah, the toilet flush.
I apologize.
What an amazing... That is great timing. I got to be honest. Like, you... Wow, I mean, right as the flush happened. Yeah. All right, Tyler, we'll let you finish up. Finish up, Tyler. We'll get back to you. What are the odds I hit the button to go to him as soon as the toilet flushed?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, was it?
I mean, not for us, but you know. You're right there dropping a deuce.
Yep. But Chris in Concord is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Chris. What's up?
Let Tyler wash his hands before he gets back.
Yeah, he has to. Yeah. Maybe less flushing on the air. Yep.
Very confident about tonight. And I was hoping to say Marv Levy and Gene Kelly, and somebody stole it or said it prior to me. So then I was thinking, how about Shula and Greasy? Now, I'm a little too, I'm 54, so that's a little before me.
Yeah, too old again.
It's not too old. Mm-hmm. They are not too old. We're including Noel and Bradshaw. We're including Starr and Lombardi. No, they count, Chris. Chris, you're right. They belong on the list.
And then I was thinking, you know what? Donovan and Andy. So maybe you do those that won and those that haven't, top tens.
Because the guys that almost made it. Yeah. So I think the confusing part, or at least the confounding part, I'll say, Chris, is like, what do you do with the guys that had longevity, but they only won one, right? Like because that kind of confuses it. Or they won none, but they had longevity. Like you said, Levy and Kelly. I mean, they went to four Super Bowls and were a great combination, but they didn't win one.
That's when maybe they need their own bracket. Because they deserve to be mentioned.
Of course they
just
do.
Just like Donovan and Andy.
Donovan and Andy were kind of the Levy and Kelly of the NFC, you know, just 10 years later. Yeah. They were.
Yeah. NFC, yeah. That's strong.
Does that make Hugh the Bruce Smith of that team?
I guess. Yeah.
Hey,
guess.
Now. I have a future bracket for Mr. Douglas.
Oh, what do you got?
White man Douglas.
White man Douglas.
Yeah, we probably.
Because last week, when he was doing the impersonations of Bryce Harper, I was laughing my ass off thinking about Eddie Murphy in Saturday Night Live.
Come on, big guy.
this would be a bracket winner.
Yeah, we'll probably got to workshop that name a little bit.
But
we have an update on that next month.
We do. Chris, we're going to get that, man. Good phone call. We do have an update, by the way. Some more detail leaked out of what went on in that meeting with Bryce Harper and Manfred and come on, big guy, and all that stuff. We'll get to that next. 215-592-9494. All right, an update on the Harper Manfred incident. You're not going to want to miss this detail because this is like, wait, what was that? Are you sure about that? Should we be worried about Bryce Harper and his well-being this offseason? Plus, we got to put together a same-game parlay for the game tonight, the Eagles and the Packers. We'll see if Hugh takes the advice that one caller earlier said, don't let Hugh Douglas bet on the Eagles. Same-game parlay. We'll check in with you people, and we'll check on Tyler, who just flushed the toilet on the phone with us. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We've been cooking up game day recipes all season long, people. Now it's time to take Hatfield Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sausage to the Thanksgiving table. It's coming up soon, everybody. So elevate your stuffing game to a savory side dish that steals the spotlight. Or you could whip up a nice little breakfast casserole. So good that your family will be full all day long. Find Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sausage at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield. Better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee.
True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
No shortcuts.
There's
you.
No shortcuts.
No.
Home.
Now, is this about the Eagles tonight, the Packers, or about Bryce Harper against Major League Baseball? Because that really is the question. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Joe. We're going to have a same game parlay for the Eagles and the Packers coming up. We'll check in with you people and, of course, your phone calls, assuming Tyler is out of the bathroom here in a minute. But, Hugh, we have to update this story. This came out, what was it, like August? I feel like we were at Eagles training camp the one day we broke this story in the news that, you know, Rob Manfred, the baseball's commissioner, had been bouncing around, you know, clubhouse to clubhouse, team to team.
Yeah, just talking, chopping it up.
Well, I think he's trying to grease the skids for this salary cap talk that's about to happen.
Right? Yeah.
Here's the reality. We probably have one more Major League Baseball season before there's a work stoppage, and it's probably going to happen after this coming season because mm-hmm. they're going to try to force the players to take a salary cap. We'll see what happens there. But the players are already fighting back. To where that story came out that Bryce Harper basically told Manfred, get the bleep out of my clubhouse.
Come on, big guy.
Yeah, which led to that. Well, we got a little bit of an update from this. So Alan Walsh is a sports agent for Octagon. Now, he's a hockey agent, but Octagon represents all the sports. They have people that represent a lot of baseball players. So somehow he got wind of what went on in that meeting between Harper and the Phillies and Manfred. So there's a detail apparently we didn't find out from Jeff Passan and all the baseball guys. Listen to this part of the story. Kind of has me worried about Bryce Harper's safety.
Someone with Manfred, not Manfred, but somebody with him, like a deputy commissioner, said to Harper, don't ever say that again to the commissioner. Don't ever disrespect him again publicly like that. That's how people end up in a ditch.
Man, that was strong.
I mean, very.
That's why the commissioner stood there like a G.
He wasn't Come on, everybody. Big guy.
He stood there like a G.
But I know, and Harper's like, what, 6'8"?
Yeah, he was like 7 foot tall. Yep. Yeah, no, he was standing over, and the commissioner looking like, oh, so that's what you want to do, big fella? Is that's how you want to play this? You really don't want to see. I got a side of me that you really don't want to see. That's why he just stood there like a G.
So here's my thing on this.
Harper better watch his back.
Harper better watch his back, but if this is if the commissioner has people saying those words for him,
that's crazy.
They're gonna put a salary cap in. You don't say those words without you're backing it up with something.
Yeah, if you got a lot of bravado.
A lot of bravado. So are you worried about Bryce Harper's safety?
Oh no. Bryce will be all right. Yeah. Commissioner, I don't think he bought that action.
Is Bryce?
No. Nah.
So it's just a couple guys not really about that action?
It's Friday night pillow fights.
Okay.
Ain't neither one about that action. I don't know. Commissioner, he seemed like the type that you do tend to worry about guys that don't say a whole lot. Because, they are the kinds that internalize a whole lot.
Sure.
Yeah, so he might be one of those.
It did seem a little heavy-handed on both sides. It was a conversation about a potential salary cap, which I know players hate that stuff. But, like, I don't know. To get the bleep out of my clubhouse feels a little strong. And then end up in a ditch feels ridiculously over the top.
What does that mean? Like, well, you're going to run you off the road type?
Yeah, thing? I mean, I know what end up in a ditch means. It means the end, Hugh. I mean, like, that's not...
Well, I thought, like, I kind of, metaphorically speaking, like, run you off the road type deal.
Yeah, I think
you're thinking about it. You're talking about like slump.
Yeah, the upper room.
You're about to slump.
Where Tucker Kraft is.
Nah, come on, man. You can't be talking about slumping Bryce Harper.
What'd you,
cool.
What did you take by
Bryce,
that?
Bryce threat.
Well,
it was a threat. On his
I thought he was talking about, come on now, like we both talking about two, like I said, this is going to be Friday night pillow fights. Neither one of them going to do all that. And it's ironic, like, this is where I don't think there's any validity to it. It's because if it was, this would have came out immediately after the conversation was had. If somebody really thought that there was some smoke behind it.
Well, unless that was more of a private thing. Because I think everybody heard the Bryce thing, right? That was in front of the whole class.
In case somebody was like, they said it behind closed doors and somebody was privy to that conversation.
Yeah.
Then you really ain't got a leg to stand on because you're not that dude. Like, you saying it behind closed doors, you're not saying it to his face. You know what I mean? It's like you selling wolf tickets at that point.
No, I mean, what if Manfred and Harper like had a private thing a little bit later with no one else around, and that's when the deputy
person that's when the deputy said. But so that was three people.
Sure, I guess. And I mean, I don't know.
Like, we workshopping this, but if he said it to Harper, does Harper strike you as the type that would let that fly?
What is he going to do to the commissioner of baseball?
But what I'm saying is Harper went in the paper a couple weeks ago and talked about how he was slighted when Dombrowski called him soft.
And that was soft by Harper.
So I'm thinking that if Bryce is as soft as we think he is, he probably would have went out. If he would have got threatened, he would have said something about that. Can't believe the commissioner threatened me like that with his
friend. Yeah, I don't know. If someone says you might end up in a ditch, you might just lay low for a while.
No, I'll be like, no, see, like,
but this is you.
But I'm just saying, if somebody's threatening to put you in a ditch, then you can't let that person leave. You can't.
What are you gonna do?
That's what I'm saying. You talk about threatening people, putting them in the ditch. You can't let that person leave.
I haven't heard the phrase "put you in a ditch" in years. By the way, who uses that?
I'm just saying.
You can't end up in a ditch.
If somebody uses that strong analogy, then they can't. You can't leave. Like, what's that movie? Brock said, "Now you just can't leave. You can't leave now. You got to stay here."
What was that?
You can't. Now you just can't leave.
I don't know.
That was Chaz Palminteri, wasn't it? I don't know. I'm getting the movies all messed up. But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, they asked you to leave nicely. Now you just can't leave.
Yeah,
you can't leave.
It is quite a situation. We'll keep our eye on it. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Steve, on his way to the game, on his way to Lambeau. What's up, Steve?
We're on the way to the game. We went to Chicago first and caught that Bears game yesterday. A lot of Eagles fans in that game, too, so a lot flew into Chicago and heading up like your caller earlier in the well. And it was a Bronx tale.
That's what it is. Oh, thank you. Oh, okay. Now you can't leave.
All right. I know you're talking about that, Chaz. I didn't know where you were going with the analogy.
But did I have the actor right? Was it Chaz Palminteri? Okay. I got you.
Yes, it was Chaz Palminteri when the biker gang came into the bar.
Yeah, now you can't leave.
That was a great line.
Yes, it was.
But you got a parlay for us to offset the cost of this trip?
No, listen.
We do have one for you.
Can I just tell you,
yes.
Steve, the fact that you, like, you, I'm assuming you ride with a bunch of your friends, right?
Got my son, two of his friends.
So you got bread. It ain't like you heard for bread. And then you talk about you there with other Eagles fans. You don't need a parlay. You out there living your best life. You going to two NFL games and you got three people with you. Well, two people including you. You got that money. You already living your best life.
Yep. And I'll tell you, the Bears fans, they were very happy with us. So they want us to return, do a favor.
Wait a minute, Steve. You wore your Eagles jersey to the Bears game?
Yes.
I am not mad. Because when you said you saw other Eagles fans, I'm assuming that other Eagles fans had their jersey there too, right?
They did.
That is a, like, Eagles fans are a unique bunch, man. They wanted their presence to be felt in that Midwestern area.
Yeah, the real Midwest.
The real Midwest.
Not like here.
And they wore their Eagles gear. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
We rooted for the Bears, and we wanted them to beat the Giants, which, of course, they did. Now they want us to go up there and beat the Packers to do them a solid.
I think it's a fair deal. And you got to see CJ GJ make a couple plays yesterday.
It was a great game, man.
Steve, I got to ask, man. Now, since we're here, we're friends now.
Uh-oh.
Where did you eat? Did you get a deep dish pizza, or did you go swanky and go to like a nice restaurant?
They've got steakhouses in Chicago.
Okay, all right. Well, when we left this morning, we had White Castle for breakfast.
Oh, no, not rock.
Hey, we're even high on the hog.
You might have to pull over after that, brother.
And we went to Giordano's and got a deep dish pie. I'll send Kyle the picture, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
I got a,
I'm eating a deep dish pie, and there's a girl in a Giants outfit giving me the finger.
Is that right? That sounds like
awesome.
A party.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. Steve, enjoy tonight, and let's get a win. Go Birds.
E-A-G-L-E-S
There we go, Steve. Good stuff.
That sounds like a great road trip.
We will cook up a same-game parlay for you. So keep listening. We'll have it for you before the end of the show. Same-game parlay for the game tonight coming up. Oh, let's grab Tyler in Delaware. Last time we checked in with him,
he was on the toilet.
He was flushing the toilet. What's up, Tyler?
You know, Hugh, you were absolutely right. I was dropping the deuce.
There we go.
You know, when you're dropping packages off, sometimes the nature's calling calls.
Yeah. Yeah, these are our listeners, so, everyone.
Hey, we love them.
But hey, Joe, Hugh, Kyle, great to talk to y'all on this game day football Monday. I tell y'all, I feel a lot lighter than I've ever felt.
Oh,
and to Chris in Concord, the way he started off his call, I washed my hands front and back 20 seconds and dried them as well. So we are back on the road, and we are ready to rock and roll, y'all.
Tyler, we're happy to have you back and ready to talk, because 5 minutes ago, obviously, you weren't in the position to talk. So what are you feeling, Tyler? You ready for a win tonight?
Joe, I've been enjoying this talk all day, Hugh, for about the first three quarters of the show. I thought we had the Temu knockoff version of you, because I'm like, the Hugh Douglas I know ain't no scaredy cat.
Mm-hmm. I've never been
a
scaredy cat.
He's also way more petty than this.
Yeah.
He wants to bring it for them Thundercats. Look. For any of y'all out there who are concerned about this game, all right, y'all know I speak the language of facts. Let me remind you of the game within the game. And I'm talking about the battle between the two running backs, Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley. In the season opener against the Packers in Brazil last year, Saquon went for 132 total yards. Three tutties. Shined in his first game as an Eagle against that Green Bay defense. When we saw the Green Bay Packers again in the wild card round of the playoffs in our house at the Link, we saw Saquon run once again for over 100 yards to the tune of 119 yards, and he didn't turn the ball over. Just like Devon Achane yesterday of the Dolphins said he was extra motivated because he was going up against James Cook on the other side of the ball. I expect a hungry ground and pound Saquon Barkley game where he is ready to put his cleats on the ground, fresh off the bye, and run all over that Green Bay defense and Micah Parsons. Listen, Philadelphia, we are going into the house that Lombardi built, the house where the very trophy that we have won twice now is named, that we are trying to defend and go back to back. You thought we were excited to beat the Rams in our house? This is the game we circled on our calendar. The Green Bay Packers, who led the charge to ban the tush push, who are chumps, who aren't a real football team, who complained about the toughness, the hard nose, it's not a football play. We are a football city. We are trying to go back to back and put the league on notice. They are giving us our flowers. We are still actually defending Super Bowl champions. We are being disrespected for the greatness that our football team displays. As the great Vince Lombardi once quoted, it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up. This Eagles team is charging into Green Bay with that mentality. We are coming to the frozen tundra of Green Bay, Wisconsin, to serve up some Philly-sized BTA. We don't complain when the going gets tough. We put our nose down and we keep going. So those boys on the defense, back on. Quinyon Mitchell, last year in the wild card game, had huge interceptions. I expect more of the same from our corners and those interior linemen to go put Jordan Love on the ground in that frozen tundra. The only poison pill that will be activated tonight
is to look on Micah Foster's face, complaining and dejected from the sideline when our offensive line shuts him down tonight. We are going to put that foot. We're going to unleash and unload through the air and on the ground. It's Eagles 34. It's Packers 13. It's E-A-G-L-E-S.
Man, Tyler, that's one of the best ones we've ever gotten. Tyler, we appreciate it. I'm actually glad we got Tyler after you used the bathroom.
Yeah, well, yeah. It sounded like he was getting weighed down.
Yeah, he got to get a little lighter.
That was a good one. I always think Tyler's voice is going to go, and then he composes himself for the chant.
No, well, it's gone tonight.
Yeah, we can't.
He doesn't need it anymore.
Yeah, we won't be able to take his call tomorrow. All right, we'll get to you people coming up here in a second. A couple of things about tonight. Pre-game show starts at 6 p.m. tonight with myself and Hugh Douglas. Yeah, Elliott Shore Parks live from Lambeau. We'll be on at 6 p.m., so you don't get too far away from the studio because we got to get back here at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's going to be, the traffic going to be kind of tight.
What do you think? Nap when you get home or no nap?
I was thinking about a nap, but I don't know, man.
You got to make it through the whole game.
I need a nap.
Yeah, this isn't going to be a blowout. I wouldn't think.
You've been unlike yourself today. I think you do need a nap.
What do you mean? Yeah, I've been like myself.
Well,
I mean, I've always felt like this game was not that big of a deal.
It's a big deal.
It's a must win.
Let me pull that back. I never felt like the Green Bay Packers were that big of a threat.
Again, they're favored for some reason.
Yeah, that's weird to me. Well, still weird to me.
Well, some people think they're better. I mean, that's
I think those people are wrong.
Well, I hope you're right, and we'll find out tonight. Other thing to note tonight: Ava Graham going to be at the Iron Oven in Southampton at 7:15.
Hey, that sounds
for
like a
Bud Light Eagles watch party. All right, let's check in with our people, the You People.
You People.
It's time to hear from You People.
What do you mean, You People?
Somebody needs to come down there and smack you guys.
I mean, that's probably evergreen. Yeah.
Good luck. I mean, you know, we don't condone violence around these parts.
Come on, big guy.
I'm just saying, good luck.
That's how you end up in a ditch. You can't have that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So none of you were going to bring up Parry Nickerson?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
That didn't. Why
am I bringing up Parry Nickerson?
Dude, I don't know.
There was not a name.
They do have to make a roster move, don't they, if they activate Nolan Smith tonight?
No, I don't think he's activated, because when I looked at the thing, he was still on the IR.
He was questionable, no.
Yeah, would it still, like, the listings that I saw this morning.
That's what he's saying. If they have to, if they activate him off the IR, they have to put somebody.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So someone's got to go to bring Nolan back to the roster.
It could be Parry Nickerson.
Good
reason to bring up Parry Nickerson.
I wonder if it's A.J. Dillon. He could be out.
Yeah, he's Rashad Penny 2.0.
See you, buddy.
2.0.
Yep. How is Joe Giglio employed?
Well, because he does a great job.
The key card still works.
Yeah.
The check still cash. So as long as that happens, I'm just going to keep showing up.
The check still cash.
Yeah, I'm going to just keep showing up until those two things stop.
Yep. So the division is over, Joe, but you don't know what this team is?
They're the best team in a terrible division.
Yeah, I don't.
You've been kind of.
I feel like two separate things.
They're totally separate things. I don't know if they're great yet to win a Super Bowl this year, but they are clearly going to win the NFC. How is that hard to reconcile?
Well, it's hard for people to pay attention sometimes, too. So, okay. I mean, there's that.
Okay. Yeah. Just make sure we're on the same page.
We're not.
Okay. Nope. And you know what, fellas? We never will.
Never will be.
Kyle is a total fake.
what do you think about that?
Dude, I don't know.
Okay. I don't think you're fake.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
I don't think I am either. I hate to say it, but Kyle's stash looks healthy.
Do you feel it's healthy?
Of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Man, what is that? Well, I think there's something. That's a hidden. Yeah.
What does hate to say it mean, though? Why would you hate to say it?
Well, I think they maybe they don't want to compliment you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
Are there days where it feels different than others? Like, what's life with a mustache like?
You know, Joe, that's a really good question. I would probably need a little bit more time to get into that. Maybe one day. One day we'll talk about it. Enough with the weather talk, Hurricane Hugh.
You know, that was my nickname in high school.
No way.
Yeah,
really?
Hurricane Hugh, because it was like Hurricane Hugo.
Oh, yeah.
Was like the storm that
was
hit.
A big thing that year.
Yeah. That's high school.
You talked a lot about the weather today.
No, I'm just saying it's cold. What did I say? It was cold.
Yep.
That's I just can't believe that you're the former football player.
Former is the key word.
By the way,
former is doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
While we're on the weather talk, I noticed Elliot with his agenda that there should be a dome. Mm. Like, if there's one place, can we keep Lambeau Field in the dome conversation?
It's already in a neighborhood. It's like literally in a neighborhood.
Do we have to ruin everything? Yep. Can't they just play football outside? This isn't that big of a deal. They'll be fine.
You know what I just thought about? What do the homes go for around Lambeau? They're probably pretty expensive for them not to look like a whole lot.
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
I mean, I'll look.
Yeah, because like I remember driving through a neighborhood getting to Lambeau Field.
What are you looking for? What kind of, like, how many?
No, I'm just saying. They're probably ranch style homes for the most part.
Yeah,
three bedroom.
Well, probably similar to around here because it's a Midwest town.
No, way cheaper than you think.
What are they going for? Like $2K, $300?
Yeah, four bedroom, two bath, 1,500 square foot ranch.
That's small.
Well, you said ranch.
Oh, yeah, I did say ranch.
Okay,
I did.
That's $200,000. A three bedroom, three bath, about 2,100 square feet. $349. Here that's like $550, $650, $750.
This is riveting stuff.
Well, yes.
No, I'm saying, don't you kind of wonder about stuff like that? Like,
not right
how
now.
Much, you know what I mean? How much it costs to live around Lambeau?
Less than you think.
Yeah, you know, all this time that we have between now and you go do the pregame show, why don't you go look that up?
Okay. Looking for a home.
OMG, quit crying, Douglas.
Agreed.
Yeah.
No. No.
So you acknowledge that you were crying.
I wasn't crying. I don't cry. I'm not a crier. I'm not a crier.
Except at the coldness of
the air. Yeah, yeah. We're crying at the cold a little bit. Yep. Wow, Hugh is totally lost.
I mean, how is that different than any other day? Mm-mm. What is he talking about?
Yeah, I get the wow that I'm surprised about. Like, you're surprised that Hugh is lost. He's always
lost. Where you been? Mm-hmm.
I don't even recognize Hugh anymore. And somebody replied, yep, he's old news.
Wow.
No, but
that hurts.
Yeah, but yet you're still here.
Well,
talking about me. I'm
old news.
But
is
you're
tough.
There. Yep. Comment on me.
Old news is
you know, I used to be proud to watch you, Douglas.
Used to be. That used to be as strong.
You've disappointed so many.
So
and today you were the one feeling confident.
I am. I just said I think they win.
You know what? People saw right through it.
You know, because the way it sounds is like you think they're going to win, but it's almost like an accident.
Yeah. No.
Is it going to be like the Chiefs and Rams games?
No,
because that was like they won, but.
I've always thought, like, I've told you this for weeks, that I thought that we should be favored in this game.
I've said that.
People just want honesty, Hugh.
And I'm being honest.
Well,
and so, like, when I came in this morning, my thought was, how is this game going to go? How are they going to win this game? Never thought that they weren't going to win it.
Sure.
Just how is it going to go?
Sure.
Don't know.
We got two quick ones here.
Yep.
Wow, Hugh was right about his neck. What a shame.
Yeah, you're talking about my neck was bigger.
No neck, Douglas.
We got it.
Yep.
We caught that.
Oh, Hugh didn't like that.
You could be a little bit more creative. I mean, it wasn't. You know.
All right, what do we got?
One more thing here. We got to revisit Tyler on the toilet. It's ridiculous timing here with this phone call.
Tyler in Delaware is pumped up. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, sounds like you're dropping
you
a deuce.
Yeah,
he was.
So just to give everyone a little behind the scenes, Tyler was on hold for a good amount of time, maybe 45 minutes, maybe an hour.
Couldn't hold it.
So happened to be the time that we went to him. I had no idea what he was doing. He's literally flushing the toilet. I mean, you can't get timing like that anywhere else besides the midday show with some UP.
Tyler
here
in Delaware is pumped up. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, sounds like you're dropping
you
a deuce.
And we did go back to him, and he gave us a great Eagles chant and a great pump-up speech. All right, let's do a little same-game parlay, FanDuel Sportsbook. Let's put one together for tonight, Hugh.
Eagles money line.
All right, Eagles money line.
Jalen's anytime touchdown.
He is due. On a tush push? Of course it's on a tush push. Of course it's on a tush push.
That's fine. We can do that.
You don't think he's scoring a tush push?
Yeah, tush push.
All right.
Tush
well, how anytime. Else is he scoring?
No, I'm just saying anytime. Yeah, anytime tush pound. That's a tush push.
Who's scoring for the Packers? I feel like Josh Jacobs feels like the safe bet. Jacobs?
Yeah.
All right. Jacobs, anytime touchdown. And I like Devontae Smith tonight, over 54.5 yards receiving. He is our number one target. All right, so Hurts, anytime touchdown. Devontae, over 54.5 receiving yards. Eagles, money line. And Josh Jacobs, anytime touchdown score. That puts you at about a 10-1. So for our listeners out there on their way to Lambeau that wanted a parlay to offset the cost of the trip, there you go, a 10-1. You guys have a great night. We'll talk to you at 6 for the pregame show. Go Birds! And we'll talk at 6 right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all know I love me some Philly fall. When the chill hits, it's time to stock up on those seasonal tasty cakes. I'm all about the salted caramel donuts, people. Those things are dangerous. Or maybe, just maybe, a pumpkin pie when they need a little something sweet after the show. So don't wait. Stock up now before they disappear. Tasty cake. Philly made. Philly love. Except no substitutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.